So let's review. The Gemara earlier brought a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel Benoi Shel Rabbi Yochanan Ben Bereka, who views the Korban Oila of the Nazir Tameh as part of the Kapara process, and the Chachamim, who maintain that during Ba'almahu, it is merely a gift offering. The Gemara now demonstrates that another Braisa agrees with Rabbi Shmuel. Isha Shenadjer Ben Nazir Ben Nitmo Ve'achaka Chavar Lo Baila, a Nazira who became Tameh, and her husband subsequently revoked her Naziris. Meviyah Chata Sa'if, Ve'ena Meviyah Oila Sa'if. She only brings her carbon chatos. The Gemara questions this distinction. My kisava. I kisava bal miakar akar chatos if nami lelaisi. If the husband revokes her nedarim retroactively, similar to Ataras Chacham, then there is no reason for her to bring the chatos. I kisava bal migiz gayiz oilas if nami lelaisi. If he terminates the neder from that day forward, she should bring all of the carbonos for the part of the naziris that she did observe. The Gemara explains. Lo'ilam kisavar bal mi'akar akar. The husband revokes the Naziris retroactively, and so she does not bring the oila. Yet she brings the chatas because she needs a kapara, as we see from the following braisa. V'chipar alav ma'ashachata ala nefesh. The pasuk says that the Nazir sinned, and Rabbi Elazar Kapara explains that this refers to tzir atzmei min ayayin. He deprived himself of wine. From this, he therefore deduces a kal v'chomer. U'ma'azeh sheli tzir atzmei min ayayin nikra chaytei. It's certainly a sin to cause unlimited deprivation by fasting. The Gemara adds, Nazir tahar nami chaytehu. This sin is equally applicable to every Nazir. However, this pasuk speaks of a Nazir tamei only because shana bechet. He repeated his sin, as Tosfos explains, Loi nizir mituma veherich tzar al tzarei. He carelessly extended his naziris and by extension his deprivation by becoming tamei. Therefore, a Nazira brings her chatas even though Balmi Akar Akar, because Tzir Atzma Min Hayayin, she too deprived herself in this manner. Tosfos adds that this only possible Lafish Mitzinu Ba'almo Chatas Oif Ba'ala Safik, because it is a unique carbon that is brought even when it is doubtful if there is an obligation. Since we are so lenient with this carbon, it could also be brought when she observed part of the Naziris, but she cannot bring the Oila. However, according to the Chacham, that the Oila is merely a Dairin, there would be no harm in her bringing the Oila. As Tosfos explains, Tchal Emes, the boy, Lasuye, Maisi Dairin, an Oila can be brought any time. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel, the Braisa clearly agrees with Rabbi Shmuel that the Oila is part of the Kapara, and therefore cannot be brought if Baal may Akar Akar. The Mishnah Daf Tezayin, while discussing a Kabbalah's Naziris in a cemetery, added, Yeitze ben Nichnes, if he left and re-entered the cemetery, he must bring a carbon tuma. The Gemara explains that we must add, he became tahar before re-entering. Therefore, he is now a nazir tahar shenitma, and he must bring a carbon tuma for this second tuma when he becomes tahar. And the Mishnah is teaching us that the Tanakama holds, afila nichnis boi bayoyim, oilin loy min haminyan. Even though he re-entered on the same day that he began recounting, he is now a full-fledged Nazir and brings a carbon tuma when he becomes tar. However, the Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Yezel Eimer, Loi Boi Bayoim. One does not bring karbanas tuma if he becomes tamei the first day of his Naziris. Shenema v'hayam harishayim yiplu, achi yu lo yamim rishayim. The pasuk says that tuma caused the previous days, plural, to be forfeited. Therefore, this halacha applies only when there is a minimum of 2 days to be forfeited. Amar Ula, Lo Amar Rabbi Eliezer Ela B'Tamei Shenazar, Av B'Nazir Tahar Shenitma Afaliyah Mechatzayser. Ula asserts that this halacha only applies to a Tamei Shenazar, as the pasuk concludes, V'ayam Harishayim Yiplu Ki Tamei Nizri. And Ula understands this to mean, Mishum D'B'Tumah Nazar, because he was Tamei when he accepted Naziris. However, Rabbi Eliezer agrees that Nazir Tahar Shenitma Afaliyah Mechatzayser, a Nazir Tahar who became Tamei on the first day does bring Karbanas Tuma. However, the Gemara refutes this opinion from the following braisa. Areini Nazir Meya Yaim, V'nitma Tchilas Meya. A Nazir who became Tamei on the first day of his 100-day term does not forfeit that day. As the Pasuk says, V'ayam Harishayim Yiplu, he loses the earlier days, Achiyu La'yam Rishayim Azayim L'Rishayim, where only says a minimum of 2 days. Nitma b'seif meya. If it became tamei on the last day of his term, we learn from the same pasuk, v'hayam harishayim yiplu. the first days are lost. Machlal deika achreinim v'zein lo achreinim. This implies that there are future days to be counted, and so he does not lose his count if only one day remains. Nitma b'yemeya chaser achas, if it became tame on day 99, zeh yesh l'rishayinim achreinim. He has multiple previous and remaining days, and so he forfeits his count. These cases concern a tahar shenitma, and yet we require a minimum of 2 days in agreement with Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. The Gemara therefore concludes, Tiyufta, Ula is refuted, and Rabbi Eliezer's halacha applies equally to any nazir. However, the Gemara seeks to clarify, Halin yamim de kamrinan, these minimum 2 days, the nafik chad u'maschilin train, is the count forfeited if he became tummy on day 2? A dilma dinaf can train umaschilin tlasa, or perhaps they are only forfeited if he becomes tame on the 3rd day of his naziris. Tesis explains, Dibi'inun yoyim echad shalim. Perhaps we require 1 full day of naziris, similar to yom machreinim, where the 2 day minimum always includes a full day 100. In this case, however, pamim ein lo elish nechatzoy yamim. If he began his naziris in the middle of the day and became tame in middle of day 2, he hasn't yet counted a full day of naziris. The Gemara answers Yipluksiv, and Tesis explains Mashman afila kolduhu. It implies even a minimal forfeiture, even without a full day. Zak the Mishnah, Misha naz naziris harbe, veheshlem es naziris ve'achakach bo la'aretz. If someone accepted naziris for a period longer than 30 days, and observed his complete naziris in chutz la'aretz before he came to Eretz Yisrael to bring his karbanos, veshami aymrim. Nazir Shleishim Yaim, he must observe an additional 30 days in Eretz Yisrael. Ubisil Aymrim, Nazir Betchila, he must observe the entire Naziris once again in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara first suggests that Bishami and Basil disagree about the level of Tumah that Chazal decreed on Chutz La'aretz. Bishami Savri, Eretz Ha'amim Mishum Aviru Gazru La. Even the airspace of Chutz La'aretz is considered Tumah. Therefore, Tesis explains, Galula Kol Da'isa Tumah Ein Ela Midrabanan. This stringency makes itself evident that this is a tumah midrabanan, and lo mechalfa eres ha'amim bekvaris. There is no concern that one would confuse this halacha with a naziris observed in the cemetery, and so sagilam the yistor lamadayim. It is sufficient for him to observe another 30 days midrabanan. On the other hand, bishil sabri mishum gusha gazrulah. They only decreed tumah on the ground itself, similar to a cemetery, and therefore mechalfa eres ha'amim bekvaris. One may confuse this case with a real tumah, and therefore tzarach sheyistor hakol, he forfeits the entire naziris as if he became tamei midaraisa. However, the Gemara concludes, "Dekuli alma mishum aviru gazrulah." All agree that even the ear space is considered tamei. However, the need to observe additional time was a knas, a penalty for the tumah, and so bishamei savri bistam naziris kanisna. It is sufficient to penalize the length of a standard naziris, which is 30 days. Obeisol savi, kikinisna betchilas naziris. We penalize him with the entire term of naziris that he previously observed.